Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sloppy Thurston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sloppy Thurston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball towards right field. McNulty fields the ball and throws to first. Burns drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Burns. Mostill scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Fuchter moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moss Dill hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Moss Dill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thurston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurston hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurston moves to second. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Thurston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Collins covering, double play. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-3 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Summa moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Summa scores. McNulty goes all the way around to score. Speaker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grabowski moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mostill hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burns strikes out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchter. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Davis applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Collins reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Barrett moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summa. Grabowski reaches second base with a double. Summa throws the ball into Spurgeon who tags Grabowski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barrett scores. Com goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurston hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Ray Schalk now catching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields the ball and throws to Thurston covering. Safe. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Sherry Smith. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-4 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Myatt scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.